Okay, so I'm trying to keep up my goal of one audio recording each day, and at the end of the year, compile them into CDs or DVDs or whatever, because I'm going to run out of memory, and so once I compile them and put them in a zip file, then people can download them. Or I can put them on a CD and mail them out. But I'm trying to get this stuff on a hard drive of actual real 3D real world hard drive, so people can actually make copies of them when this whole thing crashes, you know. Anyway, it's really not complicated. Once you see the truth, though, you should be able to explain it to other people. Because I'll give you an example. Somebody made a comment. And I responded this way. Okay, so Jesus split space-time. Jesus is the seed of the Word of God. He had to split space-time. He is the light of the world. The world is in darkness. He came unto his own received him not. He is the light of the world, and the darkness does not comprehend it. In other words, it doesn't understand it, and it doesn't quench it. It can't quench it. So when Jesus shows up on the scene, the light is there and the darkness cannot close it down, and it cannot understand the light. So long story short, here's what I'm saying. The earth and the universe is like a pocket universe, because the sky is the reason the sky or the universe, the space out there is dark. The reason there's dark matter is because this is man fell into sin. This is befallen. The god of this world is the devil. And the devil is what? He's a liar. He's a murderer from the beginning. He's a gaslighter. We see the origins of gaslighting in Genesis 3. The devil is the ultimate gaslighter. And anybody who's trying to gaslight you wants to kill you. They might not know it, but the demon in them. Because if they're practicing gaslighting, they're trying to destroy your heart, your soul, your mind. They're trying to mess up your whole ability to think straight. So the whole system's a gaslighting system. The MK Ultra mind control started in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 5. Eve was gaslighted. Eve was lied. Eve wanted to believe the lie. We all wanted to believe the lie. That's why we're here. And it's the process is moving out of the lie and into the truth. But we can't do it in our own power. We can't move into the light in our own power. We need something outside the system. That's why Jesus split space-time. He split space-time. So the earth, the universe, is like a womb. It's like the woman's womb. So the man penetrates the hymen, high men, and it's also him. So the man penetrates the hymen, goes into the word, into the vulva area, which means turn. Vulva means turn. So he had to split or cut the hymen, and the vulva means turn. So cut is the cross, and turn is the verse. So it's built into the human reproduction system. Actually, cut, turn, union, flow is built into everything that you do. The farmer has to cut the ground in part, turn the dirt over, plant the seed. So Jesus had to split space-time through the cross. He came through the cross. He split space-time. The lamb slain before the foundation world. And what is he doing? He's planting seed into the womb of your heart to turn you back to source, to turn you back, universe, one turn, gal, axe, e, gal, cut, spirit. So the Spirit of God goes into the womb of your heart to turn you into a copy of Jesus. You have the earnest of the Spirit. He's making copies of himself, joint heirs with Christ. He's the firstborn among many brethren. So the Spirit of God has to split that hard heart, that stony heart, to give you a soft heart. Jesus split space-time. He came down into the earth. And what is it? He's the light of the world, and they killed him. we all did, our sin. He came unto his own received him not. The light of the world. See, they wanted a king to rule, but he was showing them how to be a servant leader, a servant king, a servant leader. So let me say this in a short sentence now. Jesus split space-time through the cross, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It manifested. It was already written in the heavenlies. It was already scripted. So 2,000 years ago, he actually showed up, went to the cross. But it was already in the mind of God. What God thinks is going to happen. What he plans is going to happen. It's written. And so he had to split the dark universe. He had to split time. Time means befallen. Actually, the word time means to befall. So the devil dropped Eve, and Eve dropped everybody else, and Adam made the choice to go down with the ship because Jesus had to come down here with the ship and go to the cross and die. And so it's a sacrificial redemptive system. And the only way you're going to escape the dark death line system is appropriate the righteousness of Christ by faith, because you couldn't do it. And that's why he had to go to the cross, because the devil could solve all mysteries, but he couldn't solve the fact that it was faith alone and Jesus alone. This is why all your legalists, all your Jezebels, they are such perfectionists, and they are such a works-based mindset that they can't escape it unless they get saved and understand it's walking in the Spirit. Long story short, what I'm saying is this. A legalist, a perfectionist, a Jezebel, they're always going to try to push you to keep some kind of rule or law or perfection that they can't even keep. But they want to psychic vampire off of you, and they want you to be struggling and killing yourself for them to make them look good because they can't do it. It's just like the flying monkeys of the Wicked Witch of the West. The flying monkeys, but when the flying monkeys wake up to the game that the Wicked Witch is really weak, Jezebel was weak. She just usurped the power from the king. And so Elijah saw through it, you know. But we have the Holy Writ, the script. It was written to show us the game. And so the same stuff happened in Genesis 3, Genesis 4, Cain and Abel. The same stuff happened to Elijah. It's the same stuff happening today. So you can see past time, because time is not linear. Time is just a repeat. Every day is the same. Yes, there's dispensations and there's different changes in the ages. But every day the sun comes up, resets, just like a computer. You reset your computer. Why do you reset your computer? Because the sun resets every day. You got the art of, if you look up the old word for sun, the etymology of S-U-N, it goes to artificial light. So this is it's almost as if the sun is a portal, right? But when Jesus comes back and he dwells with his people, then he's going to be the light of the world. There won't be any need for sunshine. The moon's going to turn red. The sun's going to go dark. Jesus is the light, or God is the light of the world. So this is a pocket universe, and what you see everywhere around you is a type of Christ and his church, the head and the body, the head and the tail. And the tail follows after the head, right? So you see a corporation has a head and a body. You see a business has a building has a head and a body, right? So the A-frame roof points to the head, you know? And so when you drive your car, you got a head and a body. Everything has a dog has a head and a body. A cat has a head and a body. Everything has a head and a body except for a spider. And that's why that's the hive. They want to cut the head off. They want to cut the head off. They don't like the head. They want the body to rule the head. See, this is the Jezebel spirit. Even you can actually see it in the Democrats. They're going to, if Biden does get in, and it looks like he will, they're going to take him out because he's not mentally able, and there's going to be a female ruling. Let not a woman teach or take authority over the man. They want to usurp everything that God has set up. They want to flip it. They want to flip everything upside down. That's their game. Flip it in the home, flip it in the churches, flip it in the government, flip it in the corporations. They want to flip everything. But everywhere you look, They're actually wasting their time because it's encoded in the universe, and they actually destroy themselves. They actually destroy them. They actually have infighting amongst themselves. They really do destroy themselves. They have to trick you to yoke up with them. This is why the Bible says don't yoke up with them. But they have to trick you to yoke up with them to even sustain themselves, because they're all falling apart. They're just vampiring off the light. They're in darkness. I mean, if you're walking around bumping into walls, you're going to fall down. But if they have somebody they can hang on to their short shirt tail, they're not going to fall down as much. They're still going to fall apart, really. So the cross is actually what we're eating and drinking of, what happened at the cross. Jesus, that eternal life, he rose again from the dead. We have these dead bodies. Your fingernails are dead. Your hair is dead. Your skin peeling off. Your clay body. You have rocks or minerals in your body. You are nothing but a clay creature. And God is animating you by his Spirit so that you get saved. And then when you get saved, you're no longer a terrestrial creature of the earth, but you're an extraterrestrial of the Spirit. And so the letter E means a spirit, right? That's why elevator is up, elephant is up. The letter E points to the ether, the ethereal, it's up. The letter E is five, which is superabundance. So E is walking in the Spirit. The color orange is walking in the Spirit. And so you have to be born again to be animated in eternal life. And then you can see past time, you can see past the games, you can see past the script. It's all a repeat, nothing new under the sun. Everything's the same game repeated over and over, and you can have the power to overcome, and you can actually plant seeds each day and have a harvest. Whereas the lost, they know this about seed planting, but they're not going to be able to sustain. Only way they can do it is drinking and drugs. They always destroy themselves. Even the best ones. Even the best ones who follow they're just following like a robot. They know that these principles work, but they're leading people. They're actually going down a rabbit hole to worship themselves as God. That's the sad part. Anyway. Long story short, I wanted to upload this while I was thinking about it. I'll probably think about some more stuff to add to this, but this is good for now. I don't even know what I'm going to title this.